We're coming to you today from Star Factory, our new million square foot manufacturing facility in Starbase, Texas. The Super Heavy Booster is the first stage of the Starship launch vehicle stack. It's the largest boost stage ever developed for any rocket ever. Having the largest rocket ever is a very cool engineering feat, but the thing that really makes a difference is the ability to rapidly reuse that rocket to launch many other missions. Reflying Booster 14 is an important first milestone in that we have proven that we can recover a vehicle, turn it around, and fly it a second time. But it's not a victory lap yet.
From an operational perspective, an ideal state looks like a vehicle where very few things have to happen on it in order to take back off again. So we catch the vehicle, put it back onto the launch mount, put a new ship back on top with its payload, refuel, and take back off. And that same booster will come back to the launch mount, and we do the same thing all over again. Falcon is, you know, reusing at a pretty high rate, and we get to go look at them and say, what did you learn? What is good? What is bad? And as we continue to build the Starship process.
Zero-touch refurbishment really looks like a commercial airliner. The advantage we have on Booster relative to when we developed Falcon 9, for instance, is this was really designed from the outset for rapid reusability.
We're using all of the flight test learnings from our version 1 and version 2 vehicles in our orbital flight test campaign to inform the design of our version 3 vehicle.
The next generation vehicle will be the first time that we've really attempted to make rapidly reusable thermal protection on a rocket. In the next iteration, we'll be able to add in new innovative materials and regenerative cooling that will enable rapid zero-touch refurbishment.
Rapid reusability, the ability to fly, turn the vehicle around and refly again immediately, is really the key goal of the Starship program.